here with offensive coordinator Aaron Roderick. So with the move to offensive coordinator, do you think that kind of helps you as a quarterback coach as well, because you can coach the quarterbacks for exactly what you want them to do in your offense?
I'm not sure if I'm understanding the question right, but I think, you know, one thing that is definitely helping out is year two in the offense. The quarterbacks and I are all more familiar with what we're doing. So where a year ago it was new to all of us, and every day there were questions that would come up, things that would happen for the first time, and we'd have to work our way through it, talk about it as a staff, and talk about it with the players. Now when those things happen out here, everybody knows the answer. We've already experienced everything. So that's had more of an impact on coaching the quarterbacks than anything.
So Coach Whittingham was just saying that it's Travis's job to lose, but Kendall's getting every opportunity. How are both of the quarterbacks looking? Is Kendall gaining ground, or is it still Travis is firmly number one?
It's still what Coach Whittingham described right now. Yeah. Kendall keep getting his chances each day, but it's still the same thing Coach Witt said, so I don't really have anything to add to that.
What are each quarterback doing that you're liking? What are you seeing from each one that's positive?
Well, up until today, we'd taken really good care of the ball. Today, we had Kendall had an interception today that I'm sure he'd like to have back. But the main thing is taking care of the football. That's always job number one, and that stat will never change in football. The turnover margin is usually an indicator of who won the game, and so we got to take good care of the ball. And we're looking just for more consistency in our decision-making and our timing. And seen huge improvement since last fall up till now in our footwork and our timing with our receivers. And you know, every route, there's footwork tied to a pass protection that's tied to route depths. And all that stuff has improved. And it takes all 11 guys to get it right.
How about Chase Hansen? Is there a plan to use him in special packages throughout the year, or have you not really decided that?
He's still competing for a chance to play. I mean, he's a really good player, and he's right there with the other two guys.
So what is he doing that you're liking? Is it and
just
and how
same
is his
things.
Arm?
I mean, he's improved a lot at his understanding of the offense. Every day, you know, he was the one guy that was kind of new to it in spring, so every day he gets a little more comfortable and he looks better. He's thrown the ball well this fall. Where in the spring he struggled a little bit. You can tell his timing's better now, and he understands the protections. He understands where his receivers are going to be, and he's getting the ball out on time with more confidence now.
And, you know, you just wrapped up week one. What are your overall thoughts on the offense in general from the first week of fall camp?
I think we're on schedule to be in a really good team. I think we're going to have a good offense, and I think we got a lot to do, a lot to work on, but I think we're right on schedule, and I think we're gonna be really good.
How about the tempo? So last year, you know, it's gonna be as fast as we can go, and then as the season moved on, it kind of got slower. What are your thoughts on what's the tempo of the offense gonna be?
I'm not gonna talk about that because I don't want Michigan to know.
Okay. Cool. Yep. Thanks, Coach.
Mm-hmm. No problem. Anytime.
How you doing?